Huh.
Watching Kyle's unboxing videos again?
Yeah, he always finds the coolest... No way! A robot dog? Gotta ask where he got it.
Or use your Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Just draw a circle around the dog on your screen, and it shows you where to buy it right in the app.
Oh, I just learned a new trick. And that for once, I beat Kyle to the next big thing.
Circle it, find it with the new Galaxy S24 Ultra and circle the search with Google. Get yours now at Samsung.com. Internet connection required. Results may vary based on visuals.
Good opening day, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse for just a little shorty as we react to the opening day win for the Milwaukee Brewers over the New York Mets. What a nice afternoon this was. I think there's a lot of things that we can overreact to, certainly, after just one game, and we are going to do that. The main thing for me is the Brewers win 3-1. Great day for Freddie Peralta. Great performance from Jackson Churio. Christian Yelich back again after already being back. He's even further back. But I think for me, where I'm trying to approach this season is, you know, last year I was very upset. I was very bitter that they had a nice year and then the Diamondbacks come in and beat them and everything ended in a weekend, because I don't think there's anything like playoff baseball. I think playoff baseball in the way that a town grasps it. Now, we did have 60,000 people in the Deer District for the Bucks, and obviously Packer games are nuts, but there's a different field that you can like bite and eat when there's playoff baseball. But when the playoff series is a weekend, that like you don't get your fill. And that takes me to how I would like to rebrand the Brewers this year in terms of the bites of the apple thing, because we are past the Craig Council 0-1 era. We are past that. The David Stearns era. Hey, David Stearns, Mets. We're past all that. The reason I think this year can be a little more fun is because we're not sure that there will be a bite of the apple. We're more like just getting out of the car at the apple orchard, or we're in the grocery store and, you know, it's a storm's come in and we're not sure what food's going to be left for the picking. And so I think that because we're not sure that we might even get a bite of the apple, there's a little more, I don't know. It's like there's not pressure to succeed. I've talked about this with the Packers this year, that with there not being pressure, it can make things a little more fun. But there's not the pressure to succeed. But there's also the possibility that they could be something. There's so many variables with this Brewers team. And it's not like, all right, laser focus again with the Packers. We need to know if Jordan Love is good or not. This is a team that we could just enjoy this team. Obviously, there's young guys that we're going to see in Churio and Frelick and Terang and, you know, Mitchell once he comes back. And that's a part of it. And how will the pitching staff, all this stuff. But there's a version of this team. I say that a lot. But there's a version of this Brewers team that wins 69 games. Things go off the skids. Pitching is Freddie and nobody else. You know, guys can't hit. They trade people at the deadline. You know, it's just not working. There's also a version of this team that could win 96 games. Churio comes up, makes an immediate impact. Freddie is the ace in waiting, truly realized, and everybody else does their part. The bullpen, as it did on Friday, is able to do its part even without Devin Williams. And really, I think if you play this out 25 times, the 25-game gap in between those two results, I think you get 25 different results. I think there's a lot of different ways that this season could go, and I think that is what is going to be exciting about it, at least here after we sit day one. Now, day one is fun. Maybe you caught Rami. Maybe you caught Tim. Maybe you caught Dom. Maybe you caught whoever. But the calls on these shows are always fun, because if you win opening day, you're going to win 96 games. And if you lose opening day, you're only going to win 69 games. But I think that what this team could provide us is just so much unknown. There's so much unknown that we're going to get in this team. So that's my overarching thought on the team from a macro view. From a micro view, we'll look at the game where the Brewers won 3-1 on the shorty into the Winklerverse. Thanks to Happy Place Hemp. Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART for 25% every order that you ever order at happyplacehemp.com. You go to happyplacehemp.com, You type in Bart in the promo code, you're getting 25% off. Even if you've been doing this, even if it's your 10th order, you know, forever, you put in that promo code Bart, you're getting 25% off the gummies, the tinctures, the balms, the THC, the THC free, the seltzers, all that and more. The seltzers, you can get 3 of the 4 packs and get free shipping. Otherwise, free shipping on your orders with that promo code, Happy Place Hemp, promo code Bart, 25% off. As we dip into the weekend here, maybe a good night to take a gummy. A lot of day games this weekend, day games Saturday and Sunday, so you can kind of relax on the evenings and, you know, zone out, watch some college hoops. Or listen to the Bart Winkler Show on CBS Sports Radio, at least for your Friday night. I'll have instant reaction to the Marquette game on the show if you're listening before that. So that's tonight. Again, you can catch that everywhere and on the Odyssey app. As for the game itself today, the Brewers, anchored by Freddie Peralta, 6 innings, just 1 hit, was the home run, which was interesting because Tim Dillard, who we like in this house, but also in this house, we stand for Rock. And it is a bummer that he wasn't there. We love Tim Dillard, but, you know, it's opening day, Rock. He's not even making opening day trips. We already don't know, like, what's the over-under on games Bob Uecker calls this year? 1.5? They said he's calling opening day, and then they'll take it from there. Now, I understand he's 90, but we don't know. So you got to enjoy each and every one of these games that you get with Bob. We don't know how many times he will be calling the game, even at home. They've only said the home game. So we don't know what we're going to get out of Bob Uecker this year. Cherish it while you can. Not that the Brewers broadcasting crew isn't very good. Dare I say elite. Great stuff by Sophia. Once again, talking to Jackson Churio's parents, which is as much as a compliment of Sophia for knowing Spanish and be able to bring us interviews that nobody else can. But also it speaks to our laziness that none of us have also learned Spanish at all. Sophia. Sophia's done it for all of us Brewer fans. Nobody else needs to learn it. My kid is in a Spanish daycare, immersion daycare. They speak Spanish all day. I mean, if there's anything to motivate me to talk Spanish, you would think I would do it. I just got an email from Duolingo the other day that said, "Why'd you quit, man?" It was like that fierce, too. You know, because I do it once a day for 15 minutes. I put in my goals. I'm going to be here all the time. And then I do that like every 3 months. Same with trying to learn piano on that dusty keyboard I have over there in the basement. But we did get Tim Dillard. Short story long, Dillard was talking about Freddie, about how it's better for Freddie to give up solo shots than put a lot of guys on base and then give up home runs. What he was talking about was challenge these guys more. There could be a risk, yes, but there could be a reward. And if it is a risk, because you've been challenging these guys, the home runs are just going to be solo shots. Well, Starling Marte got his solo shot to put the Mets up 1-0 in the second inning. Freddie, though, that was really, I mean, he looked as good as you would have wanted. Most strikeouts on an opening day for a Brewer since Ben Sheets. This was Freddie's first opening day start. So, I mean, very huge in that area. So huge for Freddie. I think if you're overreacting to anything on opening day, Freddie's our ace is number one easy overreaction. He looked very, very good. The bullpen today, the Brewers did score their runs, but the bullpen today also, Trevor Megill, Piamps, Uribe, that's the order it went in. And I think everything worked out pretty well there. Tim Shea was hanging out at Parts Unknown, or we all know where you were.
Yes, come on now.
You're McGuire. No. McGuire, you even go there anymore?
Every once in a blue moon, but.
What do you think? I was saying that.
You were right. I was at Kelly's.
All right. So there's a bit of a delay. Okay. Tim. God. I got you. Let me just ask you a question. And then you comment, and then I'll let you go. Well, but I think we might be back on even level here, and you need to edit this in post a little bit later.
I definitely will.
Okay, we are back to even level. I think that this year is so exciting because there's not bites of the apple anymore because the Apple is not assured. We don't know that we're making the playoff. We're Apple picking. We don't even know if we're going to pick an Apple. This could be a 69-win team. This could be a 96-win team. We don't know. That's why I think that's the approach I'm going to take, at least, to try to have a little more fun this year.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you saw a little bit of everything today. You saw small ball. They were bunting. Like, never saw that in years past. You saw good defense. You saw great pitching. You saw some timely hitting. So, yeah, I agree. It might not be bat bite of the apple. Maybe a bite of the banana. Bite of the orange.
Bite of the orange.
But night. Bite of the
bite orange. Of the plum. Bite of the cherry.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying that it's not, nothing's guaranteed this year. We don't know.
Correct.
And because the variance is so strong, that actually has me more intrigued. Like, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to fall flat on their face and have to trade everybody at the deadline. But, you know, still, okay, this was kind of a Brewer game we're used to where they don't score a lot of runs. Bullpen helped. Their first baseman hitting the double plays and pop flies. I had somebody texting me like, oh, how much do you like Rhys Hoskins now? I'm like, Rhys Hoskins fits into every first baseman we've had since Prince. I'm not worried about it. And he got Jeff McNeil all wrapped up in his underwear.
A little squirmish. I liked the little fight there. So,
what the hell was that about?
I don't know. I mean, I guess he did slide a little late. I mean, obviously they called him out for slide rule, but
McNeil almost like punched him.
Yeah, there could be some history there. I you need to go back and check with Hoskins being on the Phillies and McNeil, but McNeil hasn't been with the Mets for that long. I don't think so. I don't know. He overreacted, I think. So,
well, this is just a little short Brewer show, but we didn't get it the other day, so I will need your Badgers shakeaways.
Badgers shakeaways. Where do you want me to begin? Well,
since they last bounced, half the team transferred out.
I was about to say, well, those were kind of givens. You know, Connor Seagin. He was a healthy scratch, I guess. Say that.
Gus Bus barely just finished his campus visit, and then he transferred.
Played in the three games. Gus Yaldin, the highly touted Gus Yaldin, who might need to go find a party school, a bigger party school, I guess. Didn't even travel to the Big Ten tournament or the NCAA tournament. He's gone. Walk-ons leave. Like, when walk-ons leave, like, what are they doing? Trying to get a scholarship somewhere else? No.
Whatever. Well, give me some shakeaways.
All right. The Badgers definitely weren't ready for the NCAA. Weren't ready for that game. I mean, they couldn't match how physical James Madison was. Then James Madison goes out and gets blown out by Duke. I don't think Greg Gard got them ready for the tournament. Greg Gard should be fired, in my eyes.
Wow.
I mean, the 2 years he makes the Sweet 16, those aren't his players. That's a Bo Ryan team.
That's right.
Bo Ryan made the Sweet 16. And then Greg Gard can't do it. And I don't want to hear about 2020.
they won the title.
They're the title. I do have a national championship title here.
I know you would.
Because I would go out and buy one. So yes, Greg Gard should be fired. My third takeaway, I heard someone say earlier this week that the Badgers NIL deal is bigger than normal the last couple years that they had to offer, but they couldn't give out numbers or they didn't know numbers. So what's a Badger NIL, like, what would be a typical number for them? Well,
I don't know. This NIL stuff, it's like, just for, I don't know.
Under $1 million, do you think?
What happened to wanting to, college first is for studying, and then you play extracurricular.
Play for the team that's on the front of the team.
Front, not the back. Yeah. I'm with
you. I don't. I mean, whatever. Great. So they'll go out and get some guys. I mean, they have the core of the team remaining. So, I mean, if Greg Gard doesn't get out of the first weekend next year, then he should be fired. But if they haven't fired him yet, they ain't getting rid of him.
Well, good shakeaways. Good to talk to you. We'll check in next week if you're awake.
Sorry. You know, with this schedule, it's
killing me. Do we know that you're working two jobs yet, or did we not say that?
I did pick up a second job. I am working back in radio at WTMJ and Good Karma Brand. So my schedule is a little full. So
yeah, busy man. And you got somebody in your Uber right now.
No, I do not.
Oh, shit.
I did pick up somebody.
Yeah, I'm not on the clock, but there is someone in my car. Shit. All right, buddy. Love you.
All right, Bart. Go Brewers! Go Brewers!
We'll see ya. That's Tim Shea. Yeah, love you too, son. He goes, me? He's upstairs. He goes, me? All right, get out of here. Tim Shea. So the Brewers get the win, 3-1. Offensively, Jackson Churio, one hit, but he got on base right away with the walk, the four-pitch walk, and then stole a base. Great defense, too, so really an impressive outing all the way around from Churio. And this is a guy that, again, he's very young. We know that. 2004 is when he was born. We can all tell each other what we were doing in 2004. I was a sophomore at UWL. Really just not. I mean, a lot of people's awkward years are like 12 to 15. Mine were college, my awkward years. I have so many fond memories of my time there. It's also some of the worst times of my life. But I would love to move back to La Crosse. Yelich, huge day for him. 3-for-4, had the home run, looked very good. Perkins got on base, Ortiz. They did some pinch hitting at the bottom of the order, which hurt my DraftKings lineup because I read someone say that Gary Sanchez was a high probability home run man. That didn't happen, but Bauer's got a nice double. So there's things to like. There's, you know, there's still a big hole. I think I'm still tough on Adamas. Contreras didn't get any hits, had an RBI, struck out twice, but had a great pick play at first base as a catcher. So, I mean, it's not the greatest lineup that you're ever going to see that we've ever had, but also it's going to be a team that's very interesting. I think that when you look at what's to come, we're going to look at a team that is going to be either really successful or really bad. There might be a lot of these three-run games. Hopefully we keep the team under the three runs so we can get the dub rather than, you know, the other way around. Saturday, again, these are day games. Saturday it will be DL Hall. We'll get to see him after we got to see Burns have 11 strikeouts the other night against Luis Severino. And then Colin Ray on Easter Sunday against Tyler McGill, which is our McGill's brother. And the McGill that I think a lot of us thought we were getting at first, and then we were really excited, and then we realized we had the other one, and then maybe not so much excited. I do want to say one more thing, too, about baseball as the whole. Like, that's my approach on the Brewers. My approach on the Cubs is that it's going to be really hard not to look over the fence and cock off to them at all times. The station there, we all know, 670 The Score, they had a tweet today. It doesn't matter who the Cubs manager is. Callers are going to rant. That was a David Ross special. Why did he bring Almonte in? Any game that Madrigal starts is a loss ahead of time. And so people are already complaining about Council, their $8 million man. I am going to take pride in watching them lose. I am going to be the Chicago Bears to their Green Bay Packers. I always say that Bears fans need to stop caring about what we do in the playoffs and how things go. But this is a different situation, and I'm going to feverishly root against the Cubs, and I will not let up on Council. Any of you that say, oh, just let it go, better job. People are always saying better job. That's relative. We're not – better job, because why? Who actually says it's a better job? He's got more pressure after one game than we gave him in 8 years. Better job. And even when he left to that job, we don't want to give him pressure. We're like, okay, let's be nice. No. Guys, he thinks he can get away with it, and you're letting him get away with it. No, 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 no. So I don't care. I will be petty. I will be vindictive. I'm trying to be a lot better at that in my ripe old age of almost 40, and I think I've accomplished that. I think I've done a lot better. But with counsel, that is just a spot I'm going to keep as a blind spot, and I will not improve. I will not change there. Absolutely not. All right, we will have some shows next week to be determined the time because there are day games and we all want to watch those and don't want to record pods during them. Could have some post games. We'll see. Might still try to get to one of these games. A lot of stuff is up in the air. But thank you for still keeping this a part of your day. Check out Rami. Check out Tim. Check out Dom. Check out anybody who's pumping out Brewers content. Check out Chuck Freeman with the Lockdown Brewers. All of us 1250 guys are kind of spread out and, you know, doing our own thing in different places. It'd be nice if we were all, but that, you know, whatever, we're all making do. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Go Brewers. Have a great Easter weekend, and we will talk next week.
Hello and welcome to the all new Football Vision podcast. My name is Phil Costa, and I will be your host as we aim to add yet another show to your weekly routine. We're set on covering all the best stories from European football and beyond with insight, opinions, and hopefully some laughs from experts who simply know their subjects best. You can find us in all the usual places, and we've got some great guests in the pipeline, so do stick around for the ride.